Joining us on the phone this morning is Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital of Manhattan. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
It's a gorgeous morning, and, you know, I did a little driving around. I had to take care of a couple of shopping things, and a lot of people were out yesterday and enjoying the weather, and a lot of them wearing masks and trying pretty hard to, you know, keep a distance. Didn't happen everywhere I went, but people are starting to take a little bit greater care in their activities. And I think that that's good. On, you know, I'm looking at the numbers. You know, Riley County had three more positive coronavirus patients listed yesterday. Pottawatomie County is at 9, which I believe was up 1. And then Geary County, their total is currently at 11, which is up 1 also. The state is well over the 3,000 mark now at 3,056 and 117 deaths, as reported. But, you know, one of the things that we continue to talk about here is that we've had a lot of patients here that have recovered from the virus. That's good. And there's, you still at Ascension Via Christi Hospital have a few patients there that you're treating for the coronavirus.
Correct. Yeah, we still have, I believe, 3 inpatients this morning. And to be honest, we should have gotten lab work back on some of our PUIs yesterday, but also don't know if we had more come in. It's kind of interesting. The persons under investigation, our number has stayed right around 3 or 4 because we'll all get people cleared, but we have new people coming in that are symptomatic, either from a clinic or through the ED. And so we've kind of just maintained a little cadre of folks that were just kind of watching and waiting for the lab test to come back.
I understand that you have 5 employees from the hospital that are headed to Chicago to get on the front lines in a major metropolitan area.
Yeah, so there's 5 of our CNAs or certified nurse assistants that actually a couple of them already left. Their flight was really early this morning. We have 2, Alyssa and Brooklyn, that they're going to Chicago, and then Bailey, Courtney, and Taylor. They are going to Indiana. They leave in a couple hours. Flying out. And so kind of how this works, because you're probably wondering, so what's going on? About a little over a week ago, we'd gotten an ask for help. Our state did, from our sister facilities in these other states. And so the nursing leaders sent a text out to the staff saying, would anybody want to go? It's a 2-week commitment. And it's actually really cool. In addition to the 5 that are leaving today, we've got over a dozen others who've all put their hands up in the air and said, I will go and help take care of patients. So it's really, really neat. We do anticipate that we'll have another set of staff leave sometime in the next week or 2. We've already got staff also from our other facilities here in Kansas that are in Michigan, and then a bunch today that are going also to Indiana and Chicago.
Have you been following along with the work that Dr. Steve Short has been doing as a pulmonologist up in New York City?
Yeah, you know, again, That obviously is a situation that's very, very tough. You know, again, there's somebody I think who felt like they needed to go help, and because we're seeing patients here, but it's really been kind of a trickle of patients, and the needs obviously are very, very extreme, and just high, high volume. So yeah, it's pretty interesting, that, you know, one, to read about that, because there's something to learn from all of that, but also you really do see how bad things can be if you don't have the opportunity to take the mitigation steps, I think, that we've pretty successfully implemented in our state.
Yeah, Dr. Short has been posting quite a few stories on his Facebook page, and it's fascinating and saddening and encouraging and hopeful all at the same time. But I think it's terrific, obviously, the work that he's doing, and your 5 CNAs that are going to be going to the northeast of us.
That was really cool. With these young ladies, I think they're kind of both anxious and excited. So
yeah.
We'll hope the best for them for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll get them back here in a couple weeks.
Okay. A couple of things about, maintaining our own individual health care. You know, there are a lot of people that obviously are dealing with a lot of different health needs from time to time. And we've talked a couple of times here about it's okay to go to the emergency room if you have to. It's okay to talk to your doctor if you have some sort of health concern, and you know, it's not just okay, but it's encouraged.
Well, certainly, especially, you know, a lot of people just have ongoing or chronic health issues. You know, this is a it's a good time, I think, to if you're you know, feeling bad, not feeling right, this is a good time to reach out, have that conversation with your physician. You know, as we look ahead to May and kind of reopening some of the health services across the country, but specifically here in our community, I mean, I think, again, this is a great time to take a few minutes and talk with your physician. You know, if you're going to have surgery, talk to them about the risks and benefits and what are the precautions you should take before you even come, you know, to the hospital for surgery. Are there things that they will do differently now? I mean, I really think it's important that we engage in those conversations and kind of do that check-in. You know, one, if we always want to have it, you know, we want people to be knowledgeable, specifically around the risks and benefits of any procedure. That this is a great time to say, you know, with COVID-19, does this look different? Will my body, you know, react differently? And in many cases, the answer is going to actually be no. There is no difference, and you're going to be fine, and you'll do A, B, or C. But I do think it's a great opportunity to kind of engage with your provider, with your doctor, and just really talk to them and make sure you have an understanding of what you're doing and why and what's going to be on the other side.
Well, Bob, we certainly want to remind folks about, you know, the need to take care of themselves and to follow the guidelines that you have set up. Also want to remind our listeners about that screening line if anybody feels that they are experiencing some of the symptoms of the coronavirus, and that is 75-323-6400. Lots of resources that are out there for people to find out more about COVID-19. RileyCountyKS.gov has a wonderful site there in the county for a lot of coronavirus matters. So, well, Bob, I guess I will look forward to hearing more from you tomorrow morning.
Yep, I'll be here.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, and enjoy a lovely day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel joining us here this morning on News Radio KMAN for this coronavirus update. It's 7:10. I'm Dave Lewis. We'll keep you up to date and informed here on News Radio KMAN.